I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Beijing Olympic torch made a tour through India's capital, Delhi, today, but it was an abbreviated tour. Authorities sealed off the heart of the city, hoping to avoid the kind of chaotic protests seen in London, Paris, and San Francisco. Police say they arrested some Tibetan protesters, though apparently none of them got close to the torch. Reporter Tinku Ray has been watching the day unfold in Delhi. From what I understand, there weren't many people who got close to the torch, Tinku.
Almost no one in the public, Lisa, that's for sure. There was unprecedented security for the torch relay here in Delhi. It was unbelievable. And I think a lot of Indians are actually sort of holding their heads a little bit and thinking, why? There were something like 15,000 to 16,000 security personnel on the streets. And downtown Delhi was a ghost town. I mean, this is a teeming city. We're talking of a city of almost 20 million people. And the whole of downtown was completely shut down. This is where tens of thousands of Delhiites live and work, and there was not a single car on the street. I actually went for a walk about an hour before the relay was supposed to start, and I thought I'd try and make my way towards where the start of the relay was, and I was turned back about half a mile down the road. There was a huge police cordon, and they just said to me, sorry, ma'am, you can't go this way. You've got to go back. And I said, well, my office is just around the corner, and they just refused to let me go on. And it was quite amazing, actually. There was nobody from the public who was allowed anywhere near that relay.
Although there were a lot of people running with the torch itself, who were they?
Yes, there were about 70 torchbearers. They included some of the country's top sportsmen, as well as some Bollywood stars. And so it was, as you said, an abbreviated run. It was a little bit under 2 miles. And so watching it on television, it looked like quite a farce because each bearer literally had to go a few steps before they handed it on to the next person.
Does the plight of the Tibetan exiles attract much sympathy among ordinary Indians?
I think it does, and I think that's been played out in the media quite a bit here, Lisa, in the last few weeks. India, of course, is the base of the Tibetan government in exile. It's got the largest Tibetan group outside of Tibet, and we've seen massive protests on a daily basis here. And a lot of Indians do have sympathy. They have been coming out on the streets, but for the most part, it's been the Tibetan youth that have actually been, they've been on hunger strike, they've been protesting. They're the ones who have been out there on the streets.
Well, it's interesting that they've been out there because the Dalai Lama himself has voiced his support for the Olympic Games in Beijing, and he has even urged other Tibetans to not disrupt the torch relay. Yet some of them indeed are, as we've been hearing. What's the story behind that? I mean, do his words carry weight among Tibetan exiles in India, as you would think they would?
For the most part, I think they do. But even today, we saw an alternative relay by a few thousand Tibetans. They took 5 torches themselves to protest Chinese rule in Tibet, in their homeland, as they say. There is a militant group of Tibetans here in India. They're unhappy with the nonviolent, quiet Dalai Lama policies. And I think they would really like to see a more strident call for independence for Tibet as opposed to just autonomy.
All right. Thank you very much, reporter Tinku Ray in New Delhi.